Hello, my friends. Pastor D here. Finding Hope Monroe podcast, if you will. I think this is about my fifth attempt at trying to do this to figure out what I was doing. I think it's coming together. Slow but sure. I'm starting to get the hang of stuff. How to start this, start that, stop this, stop that, do this, do that. I've been figuring it out little by little, but I thought, you know, I'm going to keep right on plugging along. Keep on keeping on, moving forward, if you would. And thank you. Thank you for kind of tuning in to my podcast here, Finding Hope Monroe. I also want to talk to you about another podcast. I know it sounds, what? I am wanting to start a separate podcast of my own, if you would. I like Finding Hope Monroe, and I want to gear this one more towards local enrichment for community members that could use this for finding different things to help meet needs and some inspirational thing, maybe some talks doing with different groups and organizations in Monroe. So I want to keep this one going, but I want to do my own kind of a private, if you would, or not a private, but more of a personable podcast. It's going to be Walk in Faith, Not in Fear with Pastor Darrell. I still, you know, Pastor D, that's who I be. But I thought it'd be a little more on me, one-on-one talking stuff. I like to talk a little bit about our walk and our faith and majority or what we lack of in faith. And just different things like that. Do more studies and different things on a personal note instead of trying to force stuff onto the community part of Finding Hope Monroe. Nothing wrong with that. I ain't knocking that. Everything I do, I like to do faith-based and keep it going, keep it focused on God. But I want Finding Hope Monroe to be more something of helping people find hope in Monroe beyond Jesus. Don't get me wrong. Jesus is our only true hope, but there's different organizations, groups, and things that can be brought forth to people that may be in a need or need some kind of a help at a certain place, a hand up, not a hand out, locally here in Monroe County and in our community. And this is my way of kind of helping bring it forth and maybe introduce some new things to different people. So that's why I want to do that. And I'm going to stay with that right now. I'm still putting together my own, if you would. Like I said, I'm looking at right now Walk in Faith, Not in Fear. I really like that one. And of course, it'll be with Pastor Darrell. I've been kind of our motto or mantra for the year, the new year here at the church, at Hope Church of Monroe. If most of you don't know, I am pastor of a little church in Monroe, Hope Church of Monroe, and that was my motto this year, faith over fear, and that's what I was preaching and teaching and talking and kind of inspiring into the congregation here, that we have to step out in faith, believing in God for all the good things from above, and being willing to sacrifice self and comfort and things for his peoples and needs. And that's kind of where we're at with that. And, you know, doing it all, even doing this today again, I think I'm just, like I said, I'm just working on studies and playing around, working on this, trying to get it figured out because, well, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, so it takes me a little while to get things going. But again, I was sitting here today reading my Bible, just kind of going through some stuff, and I thought, you know what? I'm sitting here. This hit me. I thought it was pretty cool. And I thought, I got the podcast all set up. Let's do it, man. What a better way to practice and study and be all alone by myself here at the church. We got our own little podcast system set up at the church, if you would. So it's been pretty nice. It's actually, I share it with my minister, Craig Wiley, which is going to be doing one of his own about addiction recovery, Christ-centered recovery. And then Nikki Downs, who's also one of my church members and kind of a member leader here, if you would, for the women's, and she's going to be doing one on different forms of deliverance and finding deliverance. And we thought it'd be nice if we could be together but be separate, because our hearts all go in a certain direction about things, and that's why we want that route. But I'm sure we'll be podcasting now and then. I don't know if you call that, or if that's even terminology, but I'm sure we'll be popping in on each other now and then just to say hey. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, to get back to this a little more serious now, if you would, I was reading, I kind of come across this, I thought this was neat. I thought, man, what a way to talk, because I'll be honest with you, what I want to talk about, people, is kind of where we're at and what we need to be looking at. But I was jotting through Acts, and I come across that Acts 3, but I come across these scriptures that stuck out to me today. Let me read them to you. It's verses 19 through 21, and it says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. You know, I read that, and the first thing that came to mind was revival. Now, I know a lot of people think revival is getting people into church, you know, trying to bring the church or increase in the church growth, if you would, the number of people sitting in the pews, if you would. But no. See, that to me is more like a spiritual or seeker-friendly service, if you would, trying to reach the outside and bring them in. Revival, that's for us. It's already been there, done that, if you would. See, revival refers to this spiritual reawakening from a state of dormancy or stagnation in the life of a believer. That's about all us that's been sitting in the church for a long time saying, been there, done that, sitting on our hands, if you would. We've grown stagnant and complacent. Anyway, that's what a revival is. It should invigorate and sometimes even deepen a believer's faith, opening one's eyes to the truth, maybe in a fresh new way. See, friends, when we look at the world today, I mean, think about it. What do you see? My God, we see crime, we see hatred, dishonesty. I mean, teenage pregnancy, crooked politicians, broken families, broken homes. I mean, overpopulated jails and prisons. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I think you get the gist of what I'm saying is. So why? Well, I'll tell you why. People are trying to find satisfaction and fulfillment in everything else except the Lord. See, our answers are only going to be found in Jesus Christ. You know, it said that without him, people perish and nations fall. You know, I guess now I'd say, so what must we do? I guess we must respond from our heart, first of all, acknowledging that we have a need. It's then in a powerful way, that's when the Holy Spirit draws back that veil the world has cast over the truth, if you would, allowing us, the believers, to fully see ourselves in comparison to God's majesty and holiness. See, my friends, it's time that we, meaning the believers, born again, people, children of God, however you want to word it, we should rise up and take back an authoritative stand against the plans and the devices of the enemy, if you would. See, it's time for us as the children of God, you know, it's to say enough is enough. The battle, let's get this out here. It's hard for me, these big words. The battle has already been won. See, we have to understand, Christ is victorious. We have no need to fear. Basically, he's done it all. So this is a time for repentance and reuniting with God, with him. How? We do this by seeking God. We do this with a broken heart, meaning repenting of our sins, doing what was right in God's eyes and reaping his mercy. Hosea 10 verse 12 tells us, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteous upon you. Friends, I read that and I think about that and I think about these scriptures right here that come to mind. And I'm telling you right now, it's time. We need a revival. We really do. One that will restore our joy and victory and give us a sense of overcoming. Truth is, I look around today and there's too many of us are defeated Christians. It's just like we're not going to rise up again. And then you see these discouraged Christians they're wallowing around in self-pity. And then you got these backslidden Christians, if you would, falling back into old ways or the old habits of life. And you got all these depressed Christians not letting their past remain or stay in their past. See, we need a heart. We need a pure, dedicated, willing heart. Now, my friends, we need to understand now, only God can send revival. He alone is the source. As if Psalms 85:6 is, wilt thou revive us again? Wow, see, no man, no organization, no president, nobody can schedule or plan a spiritual revival. It's nothing, and it's not something that we can do. It is what God will do if we repent in his word and constant in his prayer. That come out fast. That didn't sound right, did it? Let me reword that. See, if we are constant in we repent, and we're in His Word, and we are constantly in prayer. I hope that sounded a little better. Who knows? Well, anyway, God's Spirit, which gives revival, is renewed in us daily. But it's conditionally, too. See, understand that. These conditions are that we must face up to spiritual realities, and we must, here's the hard part, though, my friends. We must examine ourselves. See, we need to see ourselves as we are, as God sees us. We must be honest. And again, the hard part, we must be repentant. We need to acknowledge God for who He is. That means we need to stop playing church, and we need to start being the church. See, we must see sin for what it is. Confess it, repent of it, and forsake it. We must cultivate an earnest desire to be revived. Whew, people, all too often we don't want revival bad enough to make a difference or change in our lives. You think about it, change is what Christianity is all about. See, we must change from what we are, meaning the old man or the old nature, to become more and more like Jesus Christ in every way. Friends, godly character is knowing right from wrong and choosing to follow God's leading, no matter what. Even at times when it seems uncomfortable or awkward, or even when at times when it brings persecution. You know, we need to understand. Well, you know, in Isaiah 55:6, it says it encourages us to seek ye the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. This implies that a time is coming when God may not easily be found. No one knows how much time we may have left. God wants to send a revival up to those who generally seek it. Friends, we need a personal revival. Individuals getting right with God. We need a revival at home, a home revival. Families getting back to the place they need to be. We need a revival in our church. A church revival, doing work, growing work, Christ-ordained work. See, revival, a returning to God, is not turned on and off like a faucet or a light switch. We must meet God's conditions. See, He will bestow it upon us. He wants us to be renewed. Amen. Amen, amen. You know, I sit there and I read that and I thought about that today. And it just really hits me that we lack the desire or the want to search or go deeper in the Lord. And it's really sad too, you know. I guess I look up here right now, revival, in the dictionary. It says an improvement in the condition or strength of something, an instance of something becoming popular, active, or important again. Wow. I guess we should be concentrating on maybe trying to turn sinners to Christ for salvation. I don't know, you know, some people say that's a seeker-friendly service opposed to a revival, but I think it's a little bit of difference for both. It's both in the same, if you will. See, because to be honest with you, revival brings about repentance, and people experience convictions of their sins and repent and change their lifestyles. And that's what we need in the church. We need that revival. Not only to walk away from the patterns of sins that we're used to, the way we live, if you will, but then we got to turn our attention away from our entertainments and spend more time in the pursuit of God. That means less me, more Him. Less you, more Him. Less world, more God. See, I guess the original meaning of revival, if you used to really look back through it and study it, a word, it means to live again. To restore, to revive. I think we need it, people. We need it. We need it. See, God's purpose for a revival is to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to transform both believers and non-believers alike. See, through these revivals, or through this revival, the sense of power, the people of God are called to prayer and repentance. A true revival is marked by rediscovering of the Word of God, a restored sense of the fear of God, a return to God through confession and repentance, a renewed spirit commitment of God's people, and finally, reformation of true piety. That I just read. That was not me. So I don't even know who that was, but I thought that was pretty interesting there. I was kind of just looking for some basic things there on there, and then I just thought, you know, I kind of want to put together a little study here at for me in the future here on dealing with. I don't know if I'm going to do a Saturday morning Bible study or maybe a service or a search, you know, regular preach service on it. I don't know, though. But I do know that the basic steps that we need to do if we want to see revival is we need to humble ourselves. We need to pray and seek God's face. We need to turn away from our sins. And we need to gather in prayer. We need to pray. And then in doing this, we need to persevere. We need to move forward and stay focused. Man, a revival is going to start only when we, as the people of God, become convicted and cry out in confession and repentance for our sins. Man, I could go on and on and on. I'm just babbling now, to be honest with you. So I guess I don't know. You know, I just wanted to hit this just for a minute. He didn't really put a lot on my heart today. I just wanted to take a minute and talk about this being in the need of a revival in the church, in our lives, in our community. I think we lack many of things. I don't even need to get into why, what, where, how, or when, but I think we do lack many of things, and I pray each and every one of us today would take the moment and pray to God and cry out to God and ask God to put a revival in our hearts and open our minds up to what He has. See, I want us to understand before there can be. Let me say this, and I'm going to quit babbling. Maybe I'll erase this, delete. No, you know I won't delete this. Or I'm going to put it on and let it run because that's who I am. But I would like to touch on this again. But let me close right here, saying this here. Before there can be a world revival, a community revival, even a church revival, it's like our hearts need to be revived first. My friends, it starts with you, and it starts with me. I didn't open in prayer today because I was just going to babble a little bit and just call it a day. I wasn't going to leave this, but I am going to leave this now. So, as usual, well, usually I start in prayer, but today I'm going to close in prayer, and then I'm going to say goodbye. Let me close. Dear Lord God, I pray that each and every one of us have a desire to want that revival, to have a desire to draw closer unto you, Lord God. I pray that each and every one of us that may be dealing with a sin or sins that's within us, that, Lord God, we can feel a conviction upon our hearts and repent of them sins. I pray, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will revitalize in me and you and each and every one of us, Lord God, that you could lift us up and draw us clearer. I pray that we have a heart that wants for you. I pray that you would help us get back to a place we used to be, Lord God. I want to get back to our first love, Lord God. I want to get back to you, our first love, Lord God. And I pray that each and every one of us will have that unction, if you would, Lord God, to where we have the desire to want to come together and lift you up. I pray for a revival. I pray for a revival in the world. I pray for the revivals, I said, in our community. I pray for the revival within our churches. But Lord God, I pray most of all for a revival within me, each and every one of us individually, that we will come to know the true meaning and feel the true love of you. I give you all that praise, honor, and glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, my friends, I just want to thank you for tolerating me for babbling a little bit. I pray someday I get better at this, which I'm beginning to wonder. But until then, I just want to say thank you, and thanks for tuning in, and bye for now.